Two redevelopment proposals, located at opposite ends of Bradford's main north-south thoroughfare, appear poised for approval in the near future. Bradford West Gwillimbury councillors reviewed proposals for further housing in the community with a 28-townhouse development on Berry Street near Lions Park and the redevelopment of the lands in and around the Bradford and District Memorial Community Centre during a special meeting of council December 14. Both proposals require zoning bylaw amendments to move forward, with final decisions expected in the new year, at the earliest. The proposed townhouse development at 281 Berry Street is the third such development in the area just north of Britannia Avenue that recently has come before council for approval, including previous proposals at 263 and 266 Berry Street for 14th Street townhouses and 18 stacked townhouses, respectively. While no members of the public joined the virtual meeting to speak to the development, local resident Donna Gustafson submitted her concerns in writing to the town. She argued the proposed development was a high-density build in a low-density neighborhood, specifically calling out the height of the units. Among the site-specific provisions being requested by the developer, 10,568,848 Canada Limited, are to allow a maximum building height of 15.24 meters, 50 feet, instead of the current 11 meters, 36 feet, and a rear backyard setback of 3.05 meters, instead of the current 6 meters. Gustafson suggested this was unacceptable for the area, which garnered support from councillors. "That's a huge unit," said Count Mark Contois, of the proposed height. "That seems like a little too much over and above the 11 meters. The height does bother me, especially for the people in behind," added Count Ron Orr. He also called out the rear yard setback proposal as "pretty extreme." Gustafson also noted what she saw as different between this proposal and what has been approved by councillors previously at 263 and 266 Berry Street. Those developments, she wrote, were medium density at most. With the townhouses proposed at 281 Berry Street, she fears density will be even greater as advertised, as the units appear, to her, to be designed to accommodate ground floor rental units. "That fear is unfounded," suggested Jim Kotsopoulos of JKO Planning Services, the developer's consultant. "I'm not too sure where that comment came from about rentals," he said, suggesting they were building conventional townhomes, primarily three-bedroom units. "These are obviously going to be individual families," he added. The property is the former home of Exhale Spa and Salon. It had been rezoned previously in 2003 to allow for a proposed apartment building that ultimately was never constructed. Other council concerns, including improved fire access, are being addressed, Kotsopoulos said, as his developer is in discussions with the developer at 263 Berry regarding connecting the two parcels via a shared road at the east end of both properties. Count Jonathan Scott, who represents the ward where the development is proposed, was pleased to see another infill development come to council, as the town looks to meet its growth targets in an economically and environmentally friendly manner. "This is medium density, it's gentle density in an infill capacity in an established neighborhood," Scott said. "We know we have to grow, and we want to grow in a smart way that doesn't see more suburban sprawl." Scott also represents the area that houses the Bradford and District Community Center. He was not short in his praise for what the redevelopment of the old arena and its surrounding lands will mean for the town. "I really see this as a core part of downtown revitalization, bringing the community back to the downtown in many ways," he said. "I don't think it's overstating it to say it's going to be our version of a Central Park when it's all said and done." In August 2018, council endorsed a master concept plan for lands where the Bradford and District Community Center is located and immediately surrounding area. The plan suggests a range of community-oriented uses and spaces be located on the site, including active and passive recreation, with the current arena and curling club being retained, new town offices, a public square and other amenities. The zoning bylaw amendment required for the project to move forward would see 10 Edwards Street, 103, 111, 129 and 141 Simcoe Road be rezoned as institutional exception, which would include several site-specific provisions. The municipality currently owns most of the properties being rezoned, except for 10 Edwards Street and the Bradford Curling Club. As a shareholder in the Curling Club, Count Gary Lamb sat out the discussion after declaring a pecuniary interest. No public comments were recorded on this item, but councillors took the time to primarily focus on the portion of the property that would be the home of the County of Simcoe's affordable housing development. Following the December 6 public information meeting, further discussions about the project and its design have been circulating through the town. Town. Peter Dyke brought forward a concern he heard directly from customers in his downtown business. Why are there no balconies? The answer, in the county's eyes, is simple. Money. We're obviously trying to be responsible with taxpayer money. This is all publicly funded, said Brad Spiewak, maintenance manager, social housing, for the county. We're trying to design a nice space and not have these significant future costs that are going to come at is.